Hello, and welcome to the audio introduction of Julia by Joanna Murray-Smith, the State Theatre Company South Australia, in association with the University of Adelaide, present a Sydney Theatre Company and Canberra Theatre Centre production. The audio described performances will take place at the Dunstan Playhouse on Saturday 24th of August with a briefing at 1 p.m. and the performance at 2 p.m. and on Monday the 26th of August, the briefing beginning at 5:30 p.m. with a 6:30 p.m. performance followed by a post-show Q&A. The performance runs for approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes with no interval. This theatre piece spans the years of Gillard's life up until her term as the first female Prime Minister of Australia and the seminal speech she made in 2012 that sent shockwaves around the world. Combining genuine excerpts from Gillard's speech with playwright Murray Smith's incredible dramatic imagination, this play is a thrilling coming together of history and art. As women around the world continue to fight for human rights, representation and against oppression, Julia is an empowering reminder of where we've come from and the challenges that lie ahead, seen through the prism of Julia Gillard's childhood, her education in Adelaide, and her journey into and through the battlefield of Australian politics. This is an intimate and compelling insight into the person behind the public mask and a reflection on the experience of women in contemporary politics. Content warning: contains strong coarse language and strobe lighting. The set is focused on a central square of eucalypt green carpet, about 4 by 4 metres, set at an angle to the front of the stage, forming a diamond. The carpet is slightly raised and edged with a black rubber strip or border. At the beginning, it is lit from above. At times, this is the floor of the chamber where the House of Representatives meet. Centred above the carpet, a large skylight protrudes into the room, projecting its black circular tube about a metre into the space. Reflective panels placed side by side delineate the acting space. The panels are approximately 3 metres high by 1 metre wide. 5 on either side combine to make 2 wide screens, which are set back 1.5 metres from the edge of the green carpet. There is a back entrance between the wide screens to the centre of the playing space. Other entrances are from the left or right, around the downstage sides of the mirrored screens. In front of the diagonal screens are 2 mid-century chairs with elegant polished wooden frames and eucalypt or government green leather upholstery. The chairs are placed, one to the far left, the other mirroring on the far right. As the play opens, both chairs are lit from above and sit in a tight square pool of light. Key locations are created by moving the furniture and utilising additional props to create other scenes, such as Julia's family home, which is created on the left front of stage by moving forward one of the green upholstered chairs and adding a standard lamp with wooden upright and an amber-coloured shade. The home of her childhood friend is indicated by a 1970s tall, chrome, tubular folding stepladder or stool that is brought forward and placed on the green carpet square. Lighting is an integral part of the design. Perhaps the most important feature is that hidden around the 4 edges of the green carpet. These long strips light up at various times with a fluorescent laser-like beam. Switched on together, they frame the carpet square or chamber, which is then also reflected in the banks of mirrors multiple times. These 4 angled lights can also flick on and off at different times, creating a strobe effect, much like the camera flashes of a media pack. The large round skylight above the central carpet can be fully illuminated from within. It is also fitted with a ring of light around its lower edge, which can be worked independently to create a floating halo effect at other times. The 2 banks of mirrors create long segmented screens. Images are both reflected in them and projected onto them from the rear. This allows a creative use of video that enhances and reinforces aspects of the action taking place. At times, the screens are covered in the green grass of the Welsh countryside or show large images of gorgeous flowers. At other times, they display a barrage of microphones set up for a press announcement or show images of the back of Gillard, either from a distance or as close-ups, with her signature coiffed red hair and purposeful royal blue jacket. At times, each screen is filled with individual projected images, whilst simultaneously reflecting the action on stage or views of the audience. The music is filmic and underscores Gillard's emotional journey from childhood to adolescence, through early experiences of power within the student union movement, and highlights social justice causes close to her heart. The music climaxes around her roles as she becomes the first female deputy PM and then Prime Minister of the country. Justine Clarke embodies the former Prime Minister, the Honourable Julia Gillard, and is the play's narrator. She is on stage throughout the performance. As the narrator, Justine uses her own voice. She slips seamlessly into Julia Gillard's distinctive voice and accent only when quoting her directly. When portraying the voices of Julia's mother and father, she adopts a Welsh accent. She also does brief impersonations of Julia's political colleagues, pulling off both Tony Abbott's supercilious smirk and John Howard's stammering bluster. There are several simple on-stage costume changes. Julia, the narrator, enters wearing an unbuttoned, long-sleeved, grey checked shirt, cuffs rolled up a couple of times with smart tailored, rust-coloured pants. She is of average height with wavy, shoulder-length blonde hair, parted just off-centre. She wears small gold hoop earrings, a sensible, large-faced watch on her left wrist, and white canvas shoes with no socks. Under the open shirt, she wears a white scoop-neck t-shirt, revealed as short-sleeved when she later removes the overshirt. Initially, she wears sand shoes, which are removed when she slips on a pair of red, low-heeled shoes, and is helped into a pale pink long-sleeved shirt, which she buttons up to the neck. The cuffs are rolled up once or twice. She tucks the shirt in at the front, but the back shirt tails are left out, accentuating her hips. Later, the shirt tails are tucked in, and she is helped into a beige, hip-length, long-sleeved jacket, which she wears undone. The final on-stage costume change is a transformation. She removes the beige jacket and pink shirt, pins up her hair, and puts on a short, coppery-red wig, which is sleek and neatly coiffed, cut in Julia's iconic chin-length style. She slips into a long-sleeved royal blue hip-length jacket. The cut of the jacket, which she wears buttoned at her waist, accentuates her hips. While written as a solo performance, the director has chosen to also have a young woman playing various mostly silent roles. The younger Julia, her conscience, a representation of future generations, both a witness and a watcher. As well as providing various props and moving furniture, she helps with costume changes and occasionally represents other characters. She speaks a few of the narration lines and occasionally speaks together with Julia. The young woman is played by Jessica Bentley. She is about 173 centimetres tall, slim, with long dark hair pulled back in a ponytail. She wears a short-sleeved, pale pink, round-necked t-shirt, patterned with irregular diagonal slashes of colour, dusty pink-coloured cotton jeans, and well-worn scruffy white trainers. The creative team. Playwright Joanna Murray-Smith. Director Sarah Goods. Designer Renee Mulder. Lighting designer Alexander Burledge. Composer and sound designer Steve Francis. Video designer Susie Henderson. Assistant director Charlie Alana. Voice and dialect coach Jennifer White. Touring production manager Gareth Simons. Stage manager Stephanie Storr. The show will be performed at the Dunstan Playhouse, Adelaide Festival Centre. The recommended Dunstan Playhouse drop-off zone is at the northern end of the Riverbank footbridge on War Memorial Drive. Walk across the footbridge to Dunstan Playhouse. Or at the Intercontinental Hotel. Walk north between the Intercontinental Hotel and Railway Station along the laneway to the riverbank. There is also a drop-off area and two accessible car spaces on Lower Festival Drive, accessible from the west via Montefiore Road. Adelaide Festival Centre is easily accessible by public transport, including the tram, stop at railway station, trains, buses, and a free bus service that operates on a loop throughout the city and North Adelaide, which stops at the corner of King William Road and North Terrace. Wheelchair accessible seats, companion cards and other accessible bookings can be made via phone on 08 8415 5353 from Monday to Friday, 9am to 5pm, or via email at tickets@statetheatrecompany.com.au. This completes the audio introduction for Julia. Your describers will be Kay Jamison and Jules Filkey. For more information on audio-described performances, please contact Access to Arts using the email address audio.describer@access2arts.org.au.